The Twins at St. Clair's by Enid Blyton.
The recording of this book has been made possible by a kind donation from the children of Mendel Primary School, Bromborough, Wirral.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Twins Make Up Their Minds. One sunny summer afternoon, four girls sat on the grass by a tennis court drinking lemonade. Their rackets lay beside them, and the six white balls were scattered over the court. Two of the girls were twins. Isabel and Patricia O'Sullivan were so alike that only a few people could tell which was Pat and which was Isabel. Both girls had dark brown wavy hair, deep blue eyes, and a merry smile, and the Irish lilt in their voices was very pleasant to hear. The twins were staying for 2 weeks with friends of theirs, Mary and Frances Waters. The four girls were talking, and Pat was frowning as she spoke. She took up her racket and banged it hard on the grass. "It's just too bad that Mummy won't let us go to the same school as you, now that we've all left Redruth School together. We've been friends so long, and now we've got to go to a different school, and we shan't see each other for ages. It's a pity that Redruth's only takes girls up to 14, said Isabel. "We could have stayed on together, and it would have been fun. I loved being head girl with Pat the last year, and it was fun being tennis captain and Pat being hockey captain. Now we've got to go to another school that doesn't sound a bit nice, and begin at the bottom. We'll be the young ones of the school instead of head girls."